Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
And here we go.
That's the sound of rock cracking. Once again, you got Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. I'm your host, Ed Holliday. You're listening to us right here on WebTalkRadio.net. That's WebTalkRadio.net. And guess what? Yes, political rocks. They keep falling. They're splitting. They're cracking. Anti-establishment. What does that mean? Republican? Democrat? Independents? Well, last week we had the culmination, the coronation of Hillary Clinton as the Democratic nominee for the presidency. And now Donald Trump has held that crown as presumptive Republican nominee for well over a month, and his numbers seem to be slipping in the polls, or they did last week. So what gives? What is going on? That's why you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, and even Bernie Sanders. Put them all together, and what do you get? You get the definition of America. The Americans are angry. They're mad and hurting. And who can feel the pain? Evidently not President Obama. Because he says all is well on his watch, but not so fast, Mr. President. If you listen to the three main campaigners for president at this point, they got a lot of rhetoric. They got a lot of vow and anger at what's going on in America. People are hurting. So we're going to listen to some of the speeches from those three. Plus, I think Bill O'Reilly on a Fox News segment helped sum up what Donald Trump will have to do to win. We're going to play some of that on the second half of the show. But let's dig right into what's going on. I'm going to let you listen to, one of the presumptive Republican nominee, one of the three still running for president. Oh, by the way, is Bernie Sanders still in the race? It looks like it, folks. The old socialist won't go away, and for good reason. He's upset with what's happening to Americans. So am I. So are people across the country. And let's listen to what is some of the contenders have to say.
Together, we accomplished what nobody thought was absolutely possible. And you know what that is? We're only getting started, and it's going to be beautiful. Remember that. Tonight, we close one chapter in history, and we begin another. Our campaign received more primary votes than any GOP campaign in history. No matter who it is, no matter who they are, we receive more votes. This is a great feeling. That's a great feeling. This is not a testament to me, but a testament to all of the people who believed real change, not Obama change, but real change is possible. You've given me the honor to lead the Republican Party to victory this fall. We're going to do it. We're going to do it, folks. We're going to do it. I understand the responsibility of carrying the mantle, and I will never, ever let you down. Too much work, too many people, blood, sweat, and tears. Never going to let you down.
Well, that was Donald Trump saying he would never let the Republicans down, the people who supported and voted for him. And then he really wrecked a lot of good feelings that was going on between him and the GOP when he lashed out about the Trump University judge. He said he was Mexican heritage, and he couldn't get a fair trial. When will Donald Trump learn sometimes to keep his mouth shut? And you can go back, and I know all the true, deep-seated Trump fans, and I'm a supporter of Donald Trump when he stands on principle, but when he calls out a judge in a personal case, and I can understand a lot of things go back and forth, but lay it out there, but he put it out there knowing the media would pick up on this and just have a heyday with it. They did. And it put a lot of pressure on senators in the Republican Party who have close races to stay away from Donald Trump as if he was kryptonite and not Superman, but kryptonite. And the senators and congressmen think maybe they're Superman or Superwomen. And they got to stay away from Mr. Kryptonite. This is not the way you want to win an election in November. So I have to just say that I hope Donald Trump will get his act together. I hope that his helpers, those around him, and those in the Republican National Convention, the RNC, can get together and get a game plan going and stay on message. If he wants to win, he's going to have to do that along with what we're going to talk about in the second half of the show, some of Bill O'Reilly from Fox News. The O'Reilly Factor had a good point that I believe said this is how Donald Trump can win. In fact, Bill O'Reilly says this is the only way Donald Trump has a chance to win the election. So we're going to be playing that on the second half of the show. Let me play this. Let Trump talk a little bit more as he did the Tuesday night after all the final primary victories, and play this clip. And then we're going to move on with a little Bernie Sanders. But first, take a listen to the anti-establishment Donald Trump. Before we hear the anti-establishment, Bernie Sanders.
I will make you proud of your party and our movement, and that's what it is a movement. Now, recent polls have shown that I'm beating Hillary Clinton, and with all of her many problems and the tremendous mistakes that she's made, and she has made tremendous mistakes, we expect our lead to continue to grow and grow substantially. To everyone who voted for me throughout this campaign, I want to thank you. I want to thank you very, very much. To those who voted for someone else in either party, I'll work hard to earn your support, and I will work very hard to earn that support. To all of those Bernie Sanders voters who have been left out in the cold by a rigged system of superdelegates, we welcome you with open arms.
All right, that was the anti-establishment Donald Trump and reaching out there at the end, reaching out to Bernie Sanders voters. And does he have a chance? Is he anti-establishment as Bernie Sanders? Well, they're both against the system. And, well, let's just listen a little bit of what Bernie Sanders had to say last week after Hillary Clinton beat him beat him well in the California primary. But what did Bernie Sanders say at the RFK Stadium in Washington, D.C., holding a rally there toward the end of last week? And just take a little listen to Bernie.
Seeing the middle class year after year decline and people having to work two or three jobs, unacceptable. Having veterans sleep out on the street, unacceptable. Having senior citizens living on $10,000, $11,000 a year in adequate Social Security, unacceptable. Having young people leave school, $50,000 in debt, unacceptable. Having our infrastructure collapse in front of us while so many workers are sitting out there idle, ready to rebuild that infrastructure, unacceptable. So people all over this country are looking at the status quo, and they understand that it is too late for establishment politics and establishment economics, that we need real change in this country.
Now, what do you think Hillary Clinton would have to say? Well, Bernie has just said the same thing Donald Trump is saying. Donald Trump says it in a different way, but everything you just heard Bernie Sanders say is what Donald Trump's saying. The establishment, the status quo, the game is up, it's over. What do you think Hillary Clinton might have to say? She might say something like this if she could sing.
Don't let them know.
That's right. I think Hillary Clinton would tell Bernie Sanders to let it go. When Donald Trump talks about her emails, she's going to say, let it go. When Donald Trump talks about all the Clinton Foundation shenanigans and alludes to all the money given and did special favors go around the world when she's Secretary of State, I think she's going to say, let it go. Let it go. And will the American people let it go for Hillary Clinton? Does she really attract voters, or does she repel voters? She is the Democratic nominee. Bernie Sanders doesn't seem to be letting go at this point. So what does all this mean? Where is Hillary Clinton going? And will Donald Trump, as we heard him say, he's leading in the polls, but that was before last week when the Fox News came out with a poll, but Hillary Clinton's back ahead by 3 points over Donald Trump. So will he get himself into gear? Will he keep building and get a substantial lead like he just predicted? We heard him just a few minutes ago right here predict it'll be a substantial lead is what Donald Trump said. And if he gets a substantial lead, if that happens, can he keep his mouth poised and on message? A lot to be seen. Hey, we haven't even got to the conventions yet, and it's already getting a pretty, it's starting to get a little rough out there between Hillary and Donald. And where's Bernie Sanders? You just heard him making a point for Donald Trump, although you know he's not a Donald Trump supporter. But he is mouthing. He was saying, I feel your pain. And everybody, the press makes everything hunky-dory because President Obama, this is his change, his country. And I just have to say, the press is very, very biased. And why do I say that? I can tell you a simple thing. Whenever a Republican is in the White House, be it George W. Bush, his father, Bush, Ronald Reagan, all the time. There's stories from the major liberal media outlets about all the homeless in Washington, D.C., the homeless, the poor who are not being fed. People are hungry. And I can tell you, I went to Washington just a couple weeks ago. I told you about that last week's show. I was there during Memorial Day. There's more homeless than I've ever seen in Washington, D.C. And where are the stories of President Obama's homeless just a block away from the White House? They're everywhere. And where are the stories? Where's the bleeding heart stories about the homeless in Obama's America? I heard Bernie Sanders say in a speech that I heard him speak the other day, 47 million Americans in poverty. You know, it's a rigged system. And that's what Bernie Sanders says. The system's rigged. 47 million people in poverty. Who has been in charge the last 8 years? The president of the United States has been Barack Obama. And now you hear even Hillary Clinton talking about small jobs not being created. And we'll hear a little bit of her in the second half of the show. But I have to tell you, there is frustration and pain in the middle class, in the poverty-stricken areas. And when Bernie Sanders talks about the 1%, I'm saying the 1% will only get stronger under liberal policies. That's what's happened the last 8 years, fellow Americans. And the last thing we need now is a continuation of what has happened. And that's what Hillary Clinton is. Second half of the show coming up in just a minute. I do want to play that clip from Bill O'Reilly's show talking about what Trump needs to do to win. Now, before we get to that, let me just tell you, on next week's show, the next couple of weeks, we are going to look at some of the things we've been talking about, presidential politics, but there is very important economic problems going on in this world. The debt. We talked about Greece over a year ago. Where is Greece going? It's not gotten any better. The Eurozone. What's going on with the Euro? European nations. They are in debt more than they were a year ago. Are we closer to a crisis? Why don't you hear about that? I would like to know myself. And what's going on in China? Is their economy really slowing? I think it is. Japan in debt. What does that mean for the United States of America? Are we hanging by our fingernails on the side of an economic wall? I'm not here to alarm you, but I'm saying things have not gotten better. A year ago, people were really scared, and they have not gotten better. And in some cases, worse. So we've got to do a couple of shows on what is going on, not only in economics, what's going on with Obamacare, the health care madness that's out there. We've got to stop and take a look at that. We will do that on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics here in the next couple of weeks. So be aware, we are putting together some shows. We'll probably back off a little bit from the presidential race to get these very important subjects that you're not hearing in the mainstream media that has to do with your pocketbook and your future and the future of this nation and our children and your grandchildren. We need to be on our knees praying when you hear some of these things that are going on, and we'll get to that in the next couple of weeks.
Hello, America. Todd Starnes here from the Fox News corner of the world, and you are listening to Rock Splitting Politics. Sweet mercy.
Whew, all right.
That's good.
Now, let me remind you, Doc Holliday has a book that helps keep us on the air, helps keep get a book, purchase one. I appreciate those who've got books, and we got more to sell. So, Doc Holliday's Bedrock Truths, 8 Uncompromising Principles for America Now. It's not just my book, also by Dr. Alveda King and chapters by Dr. Alex McFarland. You can get the book by going on the front page, click on the cover of that. And that's not the only book out. I've got other books. You can go right to my web page when you click on there, and they'll show you the other books, conservative books for America get your book, order them, and we'll get you a copy out. You'll be glad you did. Now, second half of the show, let's play. What would what do you think about when you're getting ready and you got to listen to Hillary Clinton and you think, oh my goodness, I got to turn the TV off. Well, this is what I like to think of. I think of Andrew Jackson, and I think of Hillary Clinton as the British Army coming up on New Orleans, and Jackson lets them have it. And well, just listen. This is what I think of when I think of Hillary Clinton and all her minions.
Yeah, they run through the briars and they run through the brambles and they run through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them. On down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Up, up, rip, bar, sound off, rip, bar, up, up, rip, bar, sound off, rip, bar, up, up, rip, bar.
Well, when I think of all the liberals surrounding Hillary Clinton, I just hope that Donald Trump could be like Andrew Jackson against the British. And I hope those British, just like the British hope, Hillary Clinton and all the liberal leftists will hit the ground running when they say the solid wall of Donald Trump. And I hope Donald Trump surrounds himself with strong, principled conservatives. And we're electing a movement, a party of conservatives. Donald Trump conservative, some people have a problem with that. Let's surround him with the good folks. And we cannot have Hillary Clinton picking the next 4 or 5 Supreme Court justices. The stakes are too high. We just help sand off the rough edges of Donald Trump. Let's get him polished and shined up. And let's surround him with good people to give him good information, good, solid wisdom and counsel, and let's help get Donald Trump elected as the next president of the United States. And I've told you that I'm planning on going to the convention in Cleveland. So, Cleveland, Ohio, I'll be a delegate from Mississippi. I'll be there on the floor, and I'll try to get you some updates and tell you what's going on with a bird's eye view. Not a bird's eye view, I guess a groundhog view, however you want to say it, be right there on the convention floor, and it will be unlike any other convention, I'm sure, that's ever been done with Donald Trump in the lead, and we'll just have to see. So get ready in July to hear some great programs from Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, and let me remind you, you are listening to us right here on webtalkradio.net. That's webtalkradio.net. Check out the other good shows. And I do want to say a big thank you again for the new listeners that are coming on board with this election. We appreciate you listening to us. And you can check out our Facebook page. You can like us there. Sometimes we put things on there. We can't get everything in on a weekly show. So we'll put up some things on Facebook. So check us out there. Now, let me play this clip. I'll have to cut in on some, but I think that Bill O'Reilly hit the point of what Donald Trump needs to do, where America's hurting, what America wants. Take a listen to this from his show last week.
With the media and other powerful left-wing interests allied against Mr. Trump, his mandate to win the election is to convince the majority of voters that he can bring a vibrant economy back to America. It's now been more than 8 years since greedy banks and mortgage companies ignited one of the worst recessions in the nation's history. 8 years is more than enough time, though, for the powers that be in Washington to get the country back on the fast track economically, but it hasn't happened, no matter what kind of propaganda you hear.
Now, I wholeheartedly agree with Bill O'Reilly. And if I can paraphrase the phrase of Bill Clinton in his campaign in 1992, when he said it's the economy, stupid, it's the job, stupid. We want great jobs. That's what will make America great again. Everybody knows the middle class is hurting. Your wages are going down. We need a strong, vibrant middle class, and it takes vibrant jobs. And as you build up the middle class, the lower end jobs, the minimum wage jobs, we call them, they will get better because the work ethic and the work needs. The economy gets better. Jobs get better. Forget about minimum wage hikes. Get a great economy. And Bill O'Reilly played a clip from President Obama. So go ahead and take a listen as we continue on with this show.
By almost every economic measure, America's better off than when I came here at the beginning of my presidency. That's the truth.
Not exactly. Here are the facts. Median income for American families up less than 1% on the president's watch. Nearly 14 million Americans have stopped looking for work since Mr. Obama took office, an increase of more than 15% since his inauguration. And the gross domestic product, which measures the health of the American economy, has risen less than 3% every year since 2009. If that holds true this year, and it will, Mr. Obama will go down in history as the first modern president to not produce a GDP of more than 3% in any year of his administration. So that's the fact, Jack, and no amount of spin will change it. Americans understand it's much tougher to prosper these days than it should be.
I want to be sure that we get small businesses starting and growing in America again. We have stalled out. I was very surprised to see that when I began to dig into it. It turns out that we're not producing as many small businesses as we used to. And a recent world study said that we are 46th in the world in the difficulty to start a small business.
Now, what Hillary Clinton has just said shows you how out of touch she is. She is so out of touch. The lady who can't drive because she hadn't driven a car since 1992. The one that's had Secret Service always at her thumbs. I just have to say, Hillary Clinton, if you had listened to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, you would be so much smarter. You would not be naive on the middle class. You would not be naive that we've talked about how small businesses are failing at a greater rate than they're being made. First time ever in American history, on a consistent basis, entrepreneurs are not going to bat to build new businesses because the deck is stacked against them by regulations and taxes and all the things that make the risk of starting a business look sour. And the American economy is sour. And the sourpuss Hillary Clinton has just now finding out, as she's trying to run for president, where have you been for 8 years, Hillary? You don't need to be in the White House if you can't smell the sour milk of this economy.
That's all true. Everything Mrs. Clinton said is true. And the reason? High taxes on business and expensive regulations. Yet, Secretary Clinton continues to say she'll carry on the policies of Barack Obama, which have mandated high taxes and an avalanche of regulation. Very puzzling. To be fair, the president now says he wants to cut the corporate tax rate, but it's a little late, is it not? So Donald Trump has the economic field pretty much all to himself. All the polls say American voters are not happy with the Democratic Party's economic programs. But Trump must do more than just promise. He has to get very specific. The truth is, China may not be intimidated into a better trade deal with the USA. Mexico's certainly not going to pay for a $1 billion wall, which they believe is insulting. And while bringing jobs back to America is achievable, it will require a big carrot as well as a thick stick. Nothing is ever easy in the economic precincts. But that is where Donald Trump will either live or die as a presidential candidate.
And I'll have to say, I do agree with Bill O'Reilly as he makes his statement, finishing out, and I think that helps finish out this show to help you understand why anti-establishment candidates like Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump have done so well. Hillary beat out Sanders just because he's not even a Democrat. He's a socialist. And I have to say Ted Cruz did good. He came in second behind Donald Trump because he's anti-establishment. The people in Washington wake up, smell the coffee, and don't fear. The only people who have to fear is those consultants who may find themselves without jobs, especially in the Republican Party, as they really missed the ball in the primaries. They got traditional candidates spending hundreds of millions of dollars. Donald Trump didn't spend but about 30 or 40 million and whipped them all, folks. He whipped them all. He's got to put together his team and a ground game. He's got little time to really get it up to speed. So we have to watch and see what's going on. And like I said, next couple of shows, we're going to dig into some of these world problems we haven't touched on, and economic problems, healthcare reform. What a bust. How horrible it has become. So we've got a lot to talk about. See you next week. Thank you for listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics.
Thanks for joining us today, and remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, Tea Party versus the Status Quo, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.